Hello and welcome. You are listening to For the Love of Dog, a podcast related to all things dog, just in case the title wasn't clear enough. I'm Kerry Jordan, a professional dog photographer, whippet enthusiast, and a serial dog cuddler. Hi all. I thought it would be useful for you to do a quick roundup of our How to Be an Eco-Friendly Dog Owner Season 2 of the podcast, and then you can always go back and listen to the full recordings, which I highly recommend you do. There are some funny bits, some really, really informative bits, some really, really quite gross bits. If that's not intriguing, then I don't know what is. But I know that a lot of you were really trying hard to do things like reduce plastic, but there are so many other ways that you can help the environment by being an eco-friendly dog owner. So I'll just do a couple of sentences on each episode so you can make up your own mind as to which one you want to go and have a little listen to. So episode one was, I was so excited about episode one, and he's gone on to do some amazing things. It was Ben from Adios Plastic. As I said at the start of the episode, he was actually in one of my business groups, and I knew I had to have him on as a guest. He has basically come up with the really very good, compostable, completely plastic-free poop bag. Now, I know that there are a couple of other brands on the market. However, Ben's are not only quite big, but also quite thick. So there's no chance of you sticking your finger through it, which has happened in the past. I learned a whole heap from Ben. We talked about poo composting and having a poo wormery, and I'm actually in the process of testing poo composting. It's amazing how much I talked about poop through this entire season. And the fact that we think that we're doing something good with the whole biodegradable poop bags. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're a good thing. They could still contain microplastics, and biodegradable doesn't really tell you how long it takes to degrade. So I found that really interesting. The second person I had on the podcast was the super lovely Kerry from The Dog and I. I have been using her products for maybe 2 years now. This is sort of November 2019. And I've watched her go from strength to strength because her products are absolutely amazing. So many people haven't heard of dog shampoo, and I thoroughly, I really think you should go and have a look at her webpage, her Instagram account, her Facebook page. It's just brilliant. You can get ones that are neutral smelling, and then you have ones with essential oils, which could help your dog relax if she uses lavender, or the ones with lemongrass are a natural tick and flea repellent. But not only are they eco-friendly, they are amazing at lathering up on your dog, but also really, really easy to wash off, which I wasn't expecting. When you get that much lather, it's kind of like, oh, this is going to take ages to wash off, and it did not. So that was episode two. Episode three was my really good friend Charlotte from Lamina Animals. Now, Charlotte has so much information. She is one of those kind of people who make sure that she researches pretty much everything down to the very, very, very last source. She now creates eco-friendly, in particular, dog collars and leads, as well as a whole host of other things. But the collars and the leads, she has researched so much into eco-friendly, sustainable materials. If you ever want to know anything about that, go and hit her up. She has all the knowledge. The fourth episode was Hattie from the Cornish Dog. She is super, super passionate about keeping our beaches cleaned. And a way that I hadn't really thought of actually meeting new people as well was to create some beach walks where you go and you pick up litter on the beach walk as well. And she says she's met some really lovely people through doing that, because it's obviously you're very much like-minded, you're dog owners, and you want to do your bit for the environment. Episode 5 was the fact that my local council has a green dog walkers scheme, which I'd never heard of until quite recently, but apparently there are quite a few around the country that you can join. You get a pin, and it's basically being very active in helping your local community. Now, they actually informed me about something that completely changed the way that I dog walk. They were saying that basically it isn't advocated that if you're sort of off the beaten track that you can kick poop under a bush. I did tell you that I talked about poop a lot through this series. But it actually changes the balance of the nutrients in the soil, especially if a lot of people are doing it. So I have to admit, I was one of those people, because we walk quite sort of off the beaten path in the middle of nowhere. But I did. I would kick it under a bush. Apparently that's not the done thing. So I now, if I am aware of it, pick it up every single time. So that was episode 5. Episode 6 was the super, super cool creator of Monty Dog. Now, this isn't something that maybe you could do directly, but the chap behind Monty Dog has actually created a lovely, lovely book educating young kids on the fact that the plastics are getting into the seas, but in a nice, positive, non-stressful way. So he's actually educating the next generation. So if you have kids, or if you have somebody who has kids, it might be a really lovely one to check out as a Christmas present. Episode 7 was really interesting, actually, because it was the very lovely people behind Scrumbles, which is a dog food and dog biscuit brand. Again, I think I actually came across them on LinkedIn and saw that they were doing compostable food bags for their food and their treats. So I wanted to get them on, booked them in, and in between there, they actually were on an episode of Dragon's Den, which got them huge publicity without giving too much away in case you want to go and watch it. But it shocked quite a lot of people. I got them on because, again, it was something that I hadn't actually thought about, the fact that you can buy packaging for your, you know, treats with packaging that you can compost if you have a food composter, but at least if they break down, they're not going to emit microplastics into the environment. She's super, super smart lady. Go and have a listen to that one. And also, obviously, buy their treats. So I hope you enjoyed that roundup. I really hope that you go and have a listen to some of the others and support these amazing small businesses. These are, you know, individuals who are trying to create something and change the world. But on that note, I will leave you to your day. Have a great one. Take care.